This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, April 6. Cattle markets on the move yesterday as we had both lives and feeders strongly higher, led mostly by feeders, which were up over $2 and pushing into new contract highs in some of these contracts and managing to close pretty much at the old highs. So it's a very strong move, holding well throughout the day and closing strong as well. Live cattle weren't quite as robust, but still pushing higher and into new highs in some of these contract months and closing into new highs. So definitely a strong push by the futures. And it's actually being pushed higher by the cash market, which is just on fire in the beef trade. Fox beef values sharply higher for both the choice and the select. Choice was up 582, sitting at 259. Select was up 289, we're sitting at 250. The spread was up 291 at 881. So getting a rebound in the spread after getting pretty narrow, down to about $5 between the choice and the select. In the last month, we've seen the box beef values sharply higher. Choice is up $28 and select is almost up as much, up $27. So clearly retail demand is being stoked here, and we're looking at that's pushing cash prices higher, and it's certainly pushing the futures markets higher as well. So seasonally, we were looking for demand to be strong this time of year, which it typically is, and this year in particular having extra energy behind it, not only from the government stimulus, which alone would be quite a boost, but just the mentality of people, you know, finally getting a vaccine, having some hope that they can actually get out and congregate, or just, you know, have friends over, family over, whatever. I think the grilling season is going to be very active this spring, and retailers are preparing for that. We're also coming into those tighter number windows. We see the slaughter rates backing off just a bit. Slaughter rates yesterday, 108,000 head. That was down 11,000 from a week ago, and up 1,000 from a year ago. Of course, the Easter holiday is going to have something to do with that, skewing the numbers a little bit. But still, numbers are expected to be a little bit tighter as we get through these next few weeks. And again, that coincides with an increase in demand. So you have, I think, a situation where strong seasonal, an extra boost to that seasonal push, and then just a slight tightening of the numbers clearly is pushing values higher. Feedlots seem to have some leverage here, as we've been able to see, as they've been able to push cash prices higher on the Fed trade. Looks like last week averaged around 117 to 118, which is up 2 from the previous week, and it's up 6 from a year ago. The dress trade around 189 is up 4 from the previous week and up 12 from last year. Average dressed weights at 831 pounds, up 1 on the week and up 9 over a year ago. Steer price is up 4 at 154, and it's up 16 over a year ago. Rib prices at 412, up 24 on the week and up 85 from a year ago. 90% hamburger at 232, that's unchanged on the week and down 10 from last year. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running 3.4% behind a year ago. Cow slaughter's up 0.9%. Dressed weights are up 1.3%, and beef production is down 2.1%. So all of these factors contributing to, again, you know, coming into a window where your beef production is shrinking just a little bit from last year, and demand is expected to be very robust in this time window. And that's obviously having a very positive impact on prices. So normally this time of year, we're carving out some highs, anywhere from mid-March to mid-April. Last couple years, actually, it's been more toward late April. I could see that extending a little bit, given the demand structure and the tighter supplies. I could see that happening. And clearly, the market has got a lot of upward momentum to it. We're just kind of waiting to see what kind of topping formation we get. But we are looking for a top somewhere in here, and we just don't have it yet. We don't see that kind of chart formation yet. Feeder cattle are the same way, although seasonally, I would look for them to be carving out their highs more toward early May. Since the big reversal down that we got a couple weeks ago didn't materialize to any lasting downtrending type of price action. We've come back up, we're putting in highs and putting in new highs, and I think that we'll probably just continue to hold well, maybe not continue so much on the uptrend, but certainly hold well and look for those highs to carve out in sometime in early May. The feeder cattle index backed off a little bit, down 83 cents. That's the average of the last 5 days, of course. We're sitting at 139.80. It's the last time we've seen a negative number in well over a week. So you can see that demand has been strong. And I think it'll continue to be strong, at least in the southern and central plains where they've got good grazing conditions. And usually demand for calves is going to be strong until that early May window if you have those good grazing conditions. The northern plains are a different story, and there's a lot of cattle up there, so we could be seeing those numbers coming into the market, and that would certainly offset some of that price improvement. You know, with a lot of numbers coming in, that would tend to pressure the prices. So maybe we're seeing some of that and offering some softening of prices just from the sheer more numbers coming into the pipeline. As it looks like the drought is continuing across much of the northern plains, and decisions have to be made before you start your field work. So that's my guess, is you're starting to peel off some pairs or cows that maybe haven't calved yet, but most likely they have. You're probably just selling off some pairs and preparing for a dry year. It's certainly not off to a good start. You don't have a lot of snowpack to fill the reservoirs, and I think that alone will push producers to start peeling off some of these cow-calf pairs just to prepare for a dry year. And I think that's starting to hit the market as well. So unfortunately, it doesn't look like there's much relief coming across the northern plains, at least in the near-term forecast. And we'll just have to see how it goes. You know, we're going to be getting in the field soon. Producers have to make these decisions and move on. So unfortunately, that's just the way it's looking across the northern plains. The central and southern plains are okay for now. The western plains still have a drought status, but they've had some good rains over the last month that could turn on them fairly quickly as well if we don't get some follow-up rains. But at least for now, they're sitting in a pretty good position. So I'm sticking with the seasonal windows of early May for feeder cattle, probably another 2-3 weeks for live cattle. Just because I would expect the seasonal to extend a little bit longer because of the strong demand base. But we do want to be mindful that we are in that window of when tops tend to form. So if we see some sort of big reversal down or some sort of hiccup, we want to be ready to get some hedges put on. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.